Good evening, Los Angeles, United States of America, and global economy abroad. My name's Zuma Dog, broadcasting live from Venice Beach, California. We're going to be bringing you ZD2013.com to life via radio broadcast. We're going to run this like a top 40 morning drive program. You can tell I sound just like a DJ. Here's some music from Elementary. Zuma Dog, I must warn you, I'm from Venice Beach, a former performer. Try saying that one time slow. Formerly Billboard Hot 100 chart director, Z100 research director, and many radio stations across the USA. And I am here to bring you the marketing warfare strategies that I acquired throughout my career, studying people like Al Reese and Jack Trout of marketing warfare. Based on Sun Tzu, Art of War applied to business. They're well known throughout the world, internationally, published in 15 languages. And we will be applying that to social online media to help boost your YouTube, Facebook, Twitters, and whatnot. And I'll be telling you stories from the industry applying these concepts of marketing strategy that you will laugh your ass off. Because let me tell you something, we don't play in the radio industry. So let's hear a little more music from Cincinnati, Ohio producer Elementary with Almost Famous. And you can get this beat to sing your own song to at finerbeats.com. Beach, California, singing performer, known in Los Angeles with my own cable TV show since 2000, and before that, in the radio industry, behind the scenes with the suit and tie, with the research and the numbers and the statistics and the budgets and the department heads, and it was too much now, what you I think this guy's great. So anyway, let me turn the music down and get serious, because, okay, I'm always going to have fun, because I am from the radio industry, eccentric to some extent, because everybody is in the radio industry, and then I became a Venice Beach performer on top of things to show you the root of my nuttiness to begin with. And however, the radio and record industry is a very serious industry with big, big budgets, and we have a lot of people listening who follow politics from LA City Hall, and we talk about the waste. And how money's just going out the window. Let me tell you something. The radio record business, you know, they waste money, but they get a bang for their buck, and they would not be letting this stuff happen. It's real money, and they spend a lot of money to do promotion and to run these charts and whatnot. And believe me, it's a treadmill that is just very fast-paced, very backstabbing, and all the tricks come out just like political operatives. So that brings me to marketing warfare. Now, you've heard of Sun Tzu, the Sun Tzu Art of War book. Everybody has. So there's two author consultants, Al Reese and Jack Trout. And in the 70s, they took the principles of Sun Tzu and applied them to the commercial industry at large for Fortune 500 companies, the advertising industry. And they came up with advertising campaigns. And their books are things like Positioning, the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, their big one, Marketing Warfare. And that's what makes Coke 1, Pepsi number 2, or Hertz 1, Avis 2, how come RC's number 3, these types of things. What do you do if you have to enter a marketplace with the brand to try to get yourself to the top? What do you do if you're losing market share to get back to the top? All these things. Why does Honda make Acura? Why did they market under Acura? Why don't they just call it Honda? It is Honda. These are the things when Al Reese marketing warfare. It's called Marketing Strategy. Their brand is called Marketing Warfare, and it's based on Sun Tzu Art of War, and warfare is more fun than strategy. So in the 80s, when I was working at my first radio station, I was still going to school. I just was at the bookstore and just saw the book out of nowhere. I was browsing, and it looked interesting, the Marketing Warfare. And I had no interest in business. I was in radio because of music. But I read the cover, and their own marketing strategy worked good on their own book cover because I got the book, and I loved it. Very entertaining, and you can get it online and read it. Everybody knows how to do that these days. Marketing Warfare, Reese and Trout. So I was walking into the radio station with the book, and the boss said, "Hey, excuse me, you kid, come here." You know, he didn't ever talk to me before. He goes, "What book is that?" And I showed it to him. He's like, "That's what I thought. That's my favorite book." He's like, "That everybody in radio reads that book." And meanwhile, I had no idea. So he sat me down in the office, and, you know, it's been history ever since, baby, because I ended up taking that Marketing Warfare and did it in Columbus, Ohio, at the station I was working at. And then I ended up working at Z100 New York, my dream radio station, top 40, and then to become Billboard Hot 100 manager, chart director. And so it was a lot of fun, baby, let me tell you. So these things work, and these guys are legends in the radio industry. And Procter & Gamble, they're legends. They're legends with Ford Motors. They're legends with everybody. And we are going to apply that stuff right here. And I'm going to give you some examples. Now, you go look at the ZD2013, ZD2013.com. That's this year, 2013. ZD2013 is the website, the express site for Zoomadog. And you can read the article introducing Reese and Trout, which is quite appropriate. And that's why I'm giving this lecture this evening. Now, I think I have certainly wasted enough time without any real substance, but you needed to hear some background. So, when I was working in Columbus, Ohio at a radio station, WNCI, and don't call it WNCI, it's WNCI, Top 40 station. Now, there were two Top 40 stations at the time, and we were the dominant one, and then there was the other station that sucked, but they had a big budget. And so, what they did... if you do the marketing warfare and marketing strategy, you know that like the number one has a position, the number two has a position. So if you're number one on top, you have to do defense. You don't want to attack. You don't want to mention your competitor. You don't want to make fun of number two or three or the losers. You're number one. There's nobody else in the world. And you're just doing your thing, being successful. And you don't react to anything because more people know you than the other people. So you just statistically, even if they're chipping away a little bit, you don't want to say anything to call attention. So there was a station, the lower rated station, they were attacking WNCI, the leader, as they should have been, and it was a good move, except they were against the marketing strategy minds of WNCI. So here's what they did. We would copy everything they did, because if you do that, and that's out of marketing strategy, if you're the leader and you have somebody under you and they're trying to make headway, well, if you just duplicate everything they do, well, you'll be the one that gets credit. There's a halo effect, and just statistically, they won't be able to, you know, they won't be able to play better music if they're, you just play the exact same music they're playing. You duplicate them as much as you can, and that way it keeps the race really tight. Sure, it sucks for the consumer of radio, but you're number one, baby, so you gotta keep it. That's too bad for the number everybody else, y'all. So we were doing that, and so, yeah, it drives them crazy because, for example, they'd end up doing something, and then we'd end up getting the credit anyway. So there was the big state fair, and they took out, we heard, now this is the part where it's good to be number one, because you have fans and supporters. The other radio station, 92X, they called the airplane banner company that, you know, they fly the banners off of the back of the airplanes, and they hired one to fly over the state fair, like the biggest thing going. WNCI is a copycat. So like, oh great, just what we need. You know, that's not good. So what do? You turn a negative into a positive. And sure, we had there was some compromise in the strategy because it's not what we initially would have called this thing. But so what do you do? Okay. So we took out banners, two of them. We called the aviation company called us and said 92X is going to be doing this just so you know, so you're not going to be side blinded. They're going to be taking out a banner. This is WNCI copycat. So we took out two banners to fly around it that says play the WNCI copycat contest Monday morning at 6. So we got three banners out of it. Now, we had to spend when we didn't want to, and we had to come up with the contest called the Copycat Contest. Big deal. All that was saying, yeah, copy down the top three songs we play at 8 o'clock, and then call it in and read it back, and you win $10,000, you know. So be a copycat, copy what we play, you know, something like that. So anyway, then you had to spend and you had to call it copycat contest, but you prevented, not only did you prevent the negative attack, but then you turned it into a positive for you. And yeah, that was a really good one. Okay, so that's marketing warfare. My name's Zumadog, recanting the stories of marketing warfare as enacted in the radio industry. And it's a lot of fun. You can read those books online, Marketing Warfare, 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, Bottom-Up Marketing, Positioning. And then Al Reese has books on his own, Focus, and Jack Trout, The New Positioning. Everything they do is amazing, and it's very entertaining, very easy reads. The guys are comedians, because just like me, they're all angry and mad at how dumb these corporations and people are, and they're just sitting there trying to get them to, you know, oh my gosh, it's so frustrating, and that's where the comedy comes from, out of the frustration. So anyway, then I moved to Toledo to a radio station to be, you know, to do it on my own, you know, not the number two guy, but the number, you know, the program director. And U2 was very big at the time. They had a movie coming out, Rattle and Hum. And we did not have the movie premiere. You know, those are big deals in the radio industry because if you get that movie premiere, you get to say, yeah, call in number 10. We're going to give away U2 tickets to the Rattlin' Hum. They were so fucking hot. They're hot now, but oh my gosh, that was like fucking Justin Timberlake hot back then. So we didn't have the tickets. So what did I do? I went, we had the crowd was going to the movie theater, of course, to show up. So I showed up with the van. Now, first of all, that was a rock station giving them away, and we were a good top 40, but you know, I wouldn't want to be playing all the music we play to the U2 crowd. So I made a custom mix of rock, baby, of the rock songs we were playing and put it on a loop and drove up in the van with the big logos all painted, you know, those big vans they have with the, you know, the wraps around them. And got there real early to make sure, and I pulled up right up to the closest place by the where they get in line. And let me tell you, it's a great parking spot. It was right near the ticket window. And I started to blast the music, and I put jingles and the DJ stuff on there. Yeah, oh, and here's what else I did. Oh my gosh, we had a promotion for Bon Jovi in Japan. So we had that, a trip to Bon Jovi in Japan, and Bon Jovi was hot, baby. His hair was flying high back then. So it was for the rock crowd. I decided to take this, and when I put on the tape, you know, tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to win tickets at Bon Jovi in Japan. 93 Q Q Q Q. You know, it's all good. And so anyway, I'm blasting that in the parking lot, and meanwhile, the radio station people come in from the other station. They're not real happy about that, but hey, you know, Zuba Dog, you can't keep me from pulling in and playing music, y'all. So anyway, then I'm there with the mic greeting everybody. Oh, thank Thank you. Thank you for coming to the. It was their premiere in 96. We were 93, but I'm there. They didn't fucking have anybody with the mic. They didn't have any music playing. Nobody greeting. So here with this big, huge premiere, I'm there greeting everybody. Yes, thank you for being here from 93Q. Tune in tomorrow for the Bon Jovi giveaway in Japan. Thank you for being here for the 93Q premiere. Totally pimping the event. Okay, so then it hits me. Marketing strategy, marketing warfare. Okay, so I see a lot of people coming in. I decide to try to buy one of the tickets to the premiere off one of their listeners. So I'm asking, and then sure enough, of course, the first guy is like, oh, hey, bro, you sell me one of your tickets. And because he was by himself, and it was for two. It was like, let me, you know, buy it, and I'll go in there with you. And he's like, oh, you know what? I was going to give him $10, which was the price for two tickets. And he could still go, but I was just going to go in on the second one. And he's like, oh, you know what? Well, my girlfriend wants to go, and she couldn't get off work to be here. So, yeah, you know, you could just take it, and I'll go take the $10. I'll come back and see you with her. Perfect! So now I got my ticket, y'all, to get in. So what do I do? You got the full house waiting to see the YouTube premiere with this energy in the room of the coolest crowd in the world for this movie at the peak of the height. And I am fucking insane. I don't even know how I did it. So, yeah, let me tell you. Let me see if you people would do this, okay? Yeah, okay, so you can study the marketing warfare, but then you gotta be willing to do this. So I walk up to the front of the movie theater, packed movie theater waiting. I walk up to the front. Now, it's not my radio station. Good evening. Thank you for being here at the 93Q premiere of U2 Rattling Hub. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to 93Q for your chance to win a trip to Bon Jovi in Japan. Thank you again for being here for the 93Q premiere of U2 Rattling Hub. And then I just, like, you know, salute and skedaddle up the aisle like a game show host out of there. And oh my goodness, you know, so then the two of their losers, after they have like a huddle to decide what to do, I'm standing in back. They don't even throw me out, okay? They're not even smart enough to throw me out. I sit down and watch the fucking movie, and then they have a huddle, and then they run down like, oh, yeah, hi, by the way, yeah, we're from 96, and yeah, thanks for coming by. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, no, no. Let me tell you something. That story's fucking legendary in the radio industry. Fucking hilarious. Yeah, you know, come to think of it, I did end up in New York City, Times Square. You know, I think that story had a lot to do with it because that story was told a lot. So those are some of the things of marketing strategy. I'm just getting warmed up. But you know what? Why don't we take a break right now, give you some time to read that recent Trout article introducing recent Trout marketing strategy warfare. Then, let's see, before I cut away, you know what, that's, oh, so many good things to talk about. Okay, here's one more. Now, you know, don't hate me, because this isn't illegal. It's not even, okay, it's maybe a little shady, but, you know, it's not illegal. That's the main thing. Def Leppard. Remember a little hit called Pour Some Sugar on Me, and that whole fucking album, it was huge. The Def Leppard Pour Some Sugar on Me album, right after Rock of Ages and Photograph and all that stuff, baby. Anyway, they couldn't have been hotter, okay? And I was working in Toledo. That's a secondary market. That's like a thirdary market. I was only there for 3 months because after that first story, then this story I'm about to tell you, but they grabbed me right up to the next market. So Def Leppard, this is really bad. They weren't coming to Toledo. They went to Detroit. You know, they'd always bypass Toledo. It's a small town. It's like a third market, second or third. So they weren't coming, Def Leppard. They were too big, and there was not really a good place to accommodate, and they weren't going to fucking Toledo. So the rock station, again, poor 96Q, 96FM, rather, they had a petition drive to a campaign to get Def Leppard to come to Toledo, on the air constantly, with the thing to get Def Leppard, and you know what? They made it happen, and Def Leppard through this radio station only, through their exclusive ticket giveaway. They were getting Def Leppard. Oh, it was devastating. Oh, my gosh. And so the sales guy came up one day and goes, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you probably don't even want them because it's like the other station's concert. But, you know, we can get 200 Def Leppard tickets from the arena because, you know, of our advertising deal, we get a certain amount no matter what. It's like, you probably don't even want them. You know, they don't like to do those type of ticket giveaways on this station because I was new at the time. It was like WKRP when I got there. It's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Hell yeah. Guess what? General admission concert. General admission concert. That meant the tickets were, you know, individual. So what did I do, y'all? I had to get double my promotional money, y'all. I gave away one ticket out of the air, y'all. You won one ticket. Hey, you don't need fucking two. You'd be happy just to get in, right? So who cares? So no, but we did it upright because we had the 93Q party bus, and we had a bunch of limos and buses, and everybody drove to the thing in there. But because what we did is, yeah, one ticket. And this is what was fucking hilarious on the air. I had to train the DJs like, you're going to the show. 93Q, you're calling Ted. Guess what? What? You're going to see Def Leppard. You're going to the show! Woo! That's right, boy! Did you ever think you'd be in the house with Def Leppard? Woo! Well, you're going! You got your ticket! Woo! Come on by! We got your ticket for you, right? You know, never said tickets, and then one time the fucking DJ slipped and he said tickets, and we had to give away two at one time, and gosh, did I fucking yell at that guy. He should have been more professional. That's marketing strategy, baby. Marketing warfare, because it wasn't 200 tickets. I think it was like 30. And so we had to really stretch them. And then 96, the other station, fucking infuriated because guess what? They had already given up. Oh, my gosh. And I forgot to tell you, the other station that sponsored it, they had already given out all their tickets. So the only last chance to get your ticket to Def Leppard 96 FM concert was at 93U. Thank you, Sun Tzu, for inspiring recent trout for marketing warfare, as blogged by Zuba Dog at ZD2013. And next we'll talk about certain things you can do to boost your online things that border on nefarious, y'all. I will leave it at that.